out of my shell and give you the straight goods on all of my thoughts. I'm going to get mad sometimes. You might agree with me other times. Whatever it is, at the end of the day, my goal is to entertain and to inform, plus bring you the level of guests you won't get anywhere else.
The Ben Mulrooney Show, noon to 2, weekday afternoons on QR Calgary.
Listen however you want. iHeartRadio, the Radio Player Canada app, your smart speaker.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Corus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Brenda Neufeld. Mostly sunny and 24 at 1 o'clock. Alberta is planning to bring in new rules this fall to ensure that only what it calls age-appropriate books are available in school libraries. The province says it started looking into the issue after parents raised concerns about certain graphic novels they felt were sexually explicit. Education Minister Dimitrios Nikolaidis says the review isn't an attempt to ban books.
There are no provincial-wide standards, and that's what we intend to do, is to have some clear standards. Something as simple as to say that you can't have graphic depictions of oral sex in elementary schools, and books of that topic are not permitted in elementary schools.
The rules will only apply to schools and not public libraries. The survey at alberta.ca closes June 6th. Meanwhile, the public school boards in Calgary and Edmonton say the province's plan to create this policy comes as a complete surprise. In a joint statement today, the CBE and Edmonton Public Schools say the Ministry of Education has not raised any concerns with either school board regarding library books. It says both school divisions follow established rigorous processes to ensure library resources are age appropriate and relevant to students, and that both have mechanisms in place for anyone to bring forward concerns about specific books. It goes on to say this, quote, unilateral announcement undermines the spirit of partnership we expect. Meanwhile, the Calgary Catholic School Board says it supports the province's engagement on this matter. Residents of two areas in northern Alberta are on alert as out-of-control wildfires burn closer to their homes. People living in Swan Hills, about 200 kilometers northwest of Edmonton, have been placed under a one-hour evacuation notice as a wildfire burns out of control north of the town. Another alert has been issued for people living southeast of Hinton because of an out-of-control fire. King Charles and Queen Camilla have touched down in Ottawa for a quick visit to the nation's capital. They're heading to the Ottawa Farmers Market at Lansdowne Park this afternoon, and Sarah Garland has been told the king will be visiting her maple products booth.
We heard about it about a week ago, and it was an opportunity we definitely couldn't refuse. It's not something that we say no to. If the king wants our maple syrup, we have to give the man what he wants.
The king will also drop the puck on a road hockey game today. Tomorrow, King Charles will deliver the government's throne speech. Dozens of First Nations leaders from across the country gathered in front of Parliament Hill today to tell King Charles to remember his treaty obligations as he visits Ottawa. Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations Vice Chair David Pratt says the king, and in turn Canada, should uphold and respect the treaty relationship they began with his ancestors. Pratt also says the Crown should not be dictating them on how they live their lives. Maybe your smartphone really can make you smarter. Shirley Preston explains.
Scientists studied more than 400,000 adults with an average age of 69 and found those who engaged with digital technology on smartphones, tablets, or computers had a 58% reduced risk of cognitive impairment. A couple of possible reasons why: the challenge of adapting to new technology stimulates your brain, and that technology can help you connect with others, which has been proven to preserve cognitive function in older people. The study is published in the journal Nature Human Behavior. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Global News Sky Tracker weather. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect, so look for increasing cloud this afternoon. Chance of showers or thunderstorms this afternoon into the evening. A high of 26 today, and then a low of 10 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 24. Sunny and 27 Wednesday, 29 Thursday, and 24 on Friday. Right now, it's 24. Breaking news when it happens. Our next scheduled update at 1:30. I'm Brenda Neufeld.
The Knee Clinic is Alberta's only private knee clinic, and they'll have your knee issue assessed within days. Call 403-457-KNEE or visit kneeclinic.ca.
This is the Ben Mulrooney Show on the Chorus Talk Network. Welcome back to the Ben Mulrooney Show. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Monday with us. We're kicking off the week in style. We got a lot to get to. There's a throne speech coming to our new parliament. And rather than have the governor general read the government's priorities before parliament, which is typical, for only the third time in Canadian history, our monarch has flown or has come across the Atlantic and will be reading the throne speech this time of the Carney government. Mark Carney invited the King Charles, to attend and read the throne speech, and it will be quite a big moment. There's a new poll that suggests that support for the monarchy is on the rise. 48% of Canadians saying it's good for Canadian sovereignty for King Charles to deliver the throne speech. Only 22% oppose. And look, anytime the king, anytime royalty comes to Canada, we have this conversation. Should Canada be a republic? Should we get rid of the monarchy? You know, it kind of doesn't matter what we want. It doesn't even matter if it were at 65%, 75% opposed, because we have a constitution that is impossible to change. It is impossible to change. I know of which I speak because my father tried it twice. I witnessed how hard it was. For Dad to, the first kick at the can was through the Meech Lake Accord. He had to obtain unanimity once, and then he had to wait 3 years and get it again. What happens over the course of 3 years? Provincial governments change. Unanimity from the provincial leaders. So every single province had to sign on, and then you had to wait 3 years, and you had to get the unanimity again, which is a practical impossibility because over the course of those 3 years, you're going to have turnover in government. And sometimes you're going to have a government, the turnover where a government is elected to say, I'm going to do things completely differently than the other guy, and they're going to win. And so then you got to convince them again. And once you open it up for one thing, do you honestly think that you're only going to open it up for that one thing? We want to have a constitutional change to rid Canada of the monarchy and become a constitutional republic. Sure. You think that's the only thing? You don't think another group is going to come and say, well, while you've opened it up, we want to reevaluate this or that or the provincial federal breakdown of responsibilities. You don't think that's going to happen? It's never going to happen. It's the great irony that Canada is an ever evolving country. You look at Toronto, for example, where I live. Look at this city today, compare it to the 1970s and tell me that they aren't night and day. In the 1970s, this was the whitest city on the planet. It's now the most multicultural city on earth. And so we are an ever evolving country with a constitution that cannot keep up. And that is the gift that Pierre Trudeau gave us. Thank you very much.
Lover, don't be sad. Think of the time we had. The moment's truer now. It won't last. I don't want to wave goodbye. Shout out a thousand times. I'll love you till the moment dies. Survive on my America. If
107.3 The Edge.
From the Retro Bin.
1983.
This is the part where I say something sarcastic or acerbic, maybe even witty. Ah, dang, I'm out of time.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Down like an Armageddon flame. I'm ashamed, the one to guide without a name. Iconic.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
To take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and mix these things together, and what you get is
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
Makes me want
Another Canadian artist.
Now with 25% less tariffs.
107.3 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
Was cool.
more I think. I'm looking too desperately, but so far has not been fun. I should just stay home. If one thing really means one, this club will hopefully be closed in 3 weeks. That would be cool with me.
artists like the Bengals, Dave Matthews, Sarah McLachlan, Alanis Morissette, and no doubt have all in common. They all got their start in the world of alternative music in the 80s and 90s. We'd like them back, please. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Jersey Shore is the gift that keeps on giving.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation. New season Thursday on Slice.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
People often ask me how fast I am. Oh, one sec. I just went to Bali and back. I'm also fast when it comes to helping people. Like when I helped Bill. His company vehicles were being serviced, and I was able to help him with a business loan. He got the transport trucks his company needed, and I got to honk the horn. All of them.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Hey, honey, did you see our heating bill this month? Wow.
Don't remind me. We're wasting too much money because of our old windows.
Window Mart is a trusted partner for windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
Hey Calgary, it's Boyd from Manor Hill Realty again. Spring is here. What better time to find your dream home? At Manor Hill Realty, we're excited to be partnered with award-winning Rowid Homes, bringing affordable, designer, new construction homes across the Calgary region. Whether you're looking for a condo, a townhome, or a single-family detached home, we've got them all, and we can't wait to show you. Get in touch with us at 403-585-8704 or contact us at manorhillrealtyyyc.com.
New look, new location. The same luxurious standards. Wolf Cadillac Calgary is now open with incredible grand opening specials. For a limited time, save up to $15,000 on Cadillac Lyric or get 0.99% financing up to 84 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 savings on Lyric Optic and Escalade IQ. Wolf Cadillac Calgary. 756 101st Street Southwest off Stony Trail.
The weather's looking very bright at Real Canadian Superstore. This week, grab sweet PC blueberries for only $4.99 a pack. The ultimate snack for a scorching hot day. Bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices all summer long. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Toast to Stampede season at Stampede Cellar Uncorked. Featuring the champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown International Wine Competition and local culinary offerings from Alberta's top restaurants, Stampede Cellar Uncorked has something to suit every palate and preference. From bold reds to crisp whites and more. Join us May 31st to sip, swirl, and savor wines and vote for best bites of the night. For more information and tickets, visit calgarystampede.com/uncorked.
A spectacular showcase of Calgary's multiculturalism returns. Get your tickets now for Global Fest 2025. This August, join in on the celebration and enjoy an unforgettable experience filled with vibrant cultures, delicious flavors from around the world, live performances, spectacular fireworks, and more. Make sure to check out the new pavilions, new food trucks, and new games. Global Fest is proud to welcome Malaysia, our newest Pyro Musical Fireworks International guest team. Tickets are now available. For more information and to buy your tickets, visit globalfest.ca.
Filling your speakers with live Stampeders football. Get ready for the next exciting game on QR Calgary.
The Stamps gallop into the season with a visit from the Hamilton Tiger Cats Saturday, June 7th. QR Calgary has all the action with your pregame show at 3:30 and your kickoff at 5.
All the hits, all the plays, all season long. Stampeders football on QR Calgary. Brought to you by Tom's House of Pizza. Serving Calgarians pizza made to perfection since 1963.
Come on in to Home Network.
Welcome home!
And find experts who feel like family.
This is spectacular. I was not expecting this.
Ideas to inspire your everyday.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
And stories that will touch your heart.
Oh my God!
I love that big family hug.
There's no place like it. Welcome to Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by ColorSpark Paint. It starts with a spark.
Measles outbreaks are occurring in Canada, including Alberta. These outbreaks are highly preventable. Measles is an extremely contagious disease that is spread easily through the air. The best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community is to ensure you are up to date with your immunizations. Don't get measles. Get immunized. Visit alberta.ca/measles to find out if you're up to date and what to do if you're not. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Here are some shows you may or may not want to see.
Full list at 1073edge.com.
1073 The Edge welcomes ZZ Top with special guest The Wallflowers June 4th at the Great Eagle Resort and Casino. The Edge welcomes Fall Out Boy to Cowboys Music Festival July 8th. Papa Roach Rise of the Roach Tour lands at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome November 28th. The staff at the Bonus Pub call my hubby Big Daddy. I'm okay with it.
Here you go, some delicious and tasty music from the buffet. Don't worry, there's a sneeze guard.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Waiting, watching the clock, it's stop till noon. Take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in the hotel. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color. She dreams in.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Here is the official definition.
Should I stay or should I go? I hope you had the time of your life.
Wake me up inside. It's like breakfast tacos. I mean, who doesn't like breakfast tacos?
Exactly.
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Yeah.
nonstop music.
What are you on?
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
It's iconic.
The Edge.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul. Finally made her
Q.
Calgary.
Just a moment. I hear people wanting something.
What's up? This is Eddie Vedder from the band Pearl Jam.
Hi, this is Beck.
This is Gavin Rossdale of the band Bush.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.